Welcome to the transformative teaching of Pastor Mavis Theoji, whom God has called in this generation to raise a community of Christ-like believers who are purpose-driven, passionately ablaze for God, and set for global impact. Get ready to encounter wisdom and power as these words will cause a remarkable shift in your life.
Glory to God. So, love yourself. Tell your neighbor, love yourself. I say that very well. Tell your neighbor, love yourself. Discover God's love. Is that first? The next thing is to do what? Love yourself. Then the third one is to do what? Understand how God loves the world. Okay. So, understand how God loves the world. Let's direct it, Elizabeth. Understand how God loves that person that you're supposed to forgive. Do you understand what I'm saying now? How that the same way God has loved you and he has shown you mercy, that's how God loves that person. So God wants us to forgive. Sometimes you are very, very right about what you want to do, but because God wants you to know that he loves this person, so we must learn to love people. And when you love, you can share. When you love, you can be patient. When you love, you will care. Am I making sense here? When you love, you'll be able to endure. When I was in school, I had a particular roommate that's very annoying. He's a big boy right now. He's a big guy. He's doing very well. This business of emceeing everywhere around town. You know, but there's just one egg inside my stew. Why did you cut the egg into two? Are you okay? Like, he will share the egg. And, you know, it's small respect that the person who owns the stew, who cook the food, you should keep the egg for the person. It's just one. One, I don't know. You know, sir, when they say they don't share egg, I don't know. Do people share egg? Yeah. No. It's in this Nigeria like this. Egg is actually expensive now. But you see the funny thing about him? He will share the egg into two and give me my own. I cook the soup. Then after eating, he will not wash the plates. Yes. Yes, it's that bad. If he's here, he will come one of these days, you know. He will be around one of these days. Very nice guy, but he annoyed me a lot. I remember one day I just took the plate and I kept it and I said, see, I will make sure Margot stays on this plate. I will break the plate anytime you don't wash it. As if it's my plate, his plate, it's my plate. You know, when you get angry, you want to show somebody, I think I want to show the person. I say, you see this plate? I will break this plate. And I remember it's my plate. Break this place. I said, no, you will not make me a madman. You know, because sometimes some people can almost make you get out of your mind. Are we here together? But God said to love them. Are we here together? Yes. Then I teach you this powerful lesson this evening. That's lesson number what? Number four. So pick the fifth lesson today. And hopefully next week we're going to pick a strong one to wrap up this series. It's already a series, isn't it? Yes. So the next lesson, please everybody pay attention to this particular one and get ready with your Bibles. We're going to be reading. Who's sitting on the very fast? We're going to be opening scriptures. I want you to write, take note of things. Are we here together? Because we would like to take questions. The next lesson that I've learned from scripture, I have paid attention to this thing in scripture, and I really want to say that it has impacted me, and I am on that journey. I am on that journey strongly, pursuing passionately, because I have discovered the power of this particular one. It is get wisdom. Write it down. Get wisdom. Tell your neighbor, get wisdom. Actually, it is wisdom to forgive. It is wisdom to love. Hey, are we here there? It is wisdom to trust God. It is wisdom. It is wisdom. Somebody say, get wisdom. Look at your neighbor, tell the person, get wisdom. Tell the person, wisdom is important. Go for wisdom. I have learned it, that the wise people will rule over the poor. You know why? The Bible says there is a particular man in a city. The guy was a very, very wise guy, but he was what? Poor. I don't know how come his own wisdom didn't give him wealth. Because actually, the end result of wisdom is what? Wealth. Wisdom. But maybe he's just starting on his journey. I don't know. I can't explain. So he gave a very, very, you know, wonderful, you know, what do you call it now? Insights to them on how to win a battle and everything. And they won. But because he was broke, nobody remembered him. Nobody remembered because he was broke. In other words, the level of wisdom that he had is the wisdom for battle. He has not gotten the wisdom for wealth. Because wisdom is vast. Are we here together now? You must understand that wisdom in one direction does not mean that you have wisdom in another direction. Somebody can have wisdom to live, have a very beautiful and excellent, peaceful home, but they are broke. Because there is wisdom for wealth creation. Are we here together? Is anybody getting what I'm saying right now? Yes. I have learned the importance of wisdom. I have seen how that you can suffer hard in your life because you lack wisdom. The Bible makes it very, very clear. Very, very clear. The very, very clear that the labor of a fool wearieth every one of them. The labor of a fool wearieth. He said, why? He does not know how to go into the city. He doesn't know how to. When you don't know how to apply knowledge, you are not wise. So write it down. Wisdom is the ability to put knowledge to work. Wisdom is the ability to put knowledge to work. Making knowledge work for you. Making knowledge work for you. Wisdom. If you know it, use it. Some people say, I know it, but you don't know it. If you know it, use it. Let it save you. If you know it, let it help you. If you know it, let it bring you out. If you know it, let it deliver you. Anything you know that has not helped you is not yet wisdom. Wisdom is when knowledge is applied and produces results. Are we getting what I'm saying here right now? So it has to produce results. The knowledge you have has to produce results. I know about that. I know this. I know that. Hello. I'm not bothered about so much of knowledge. I am more interested in the fact that the knowledge you have must translate into something you can practically use. And God is saying that we must go for knowledge, for wisdom. Are we here together? Why do we need wisdom? Number one, wisdom is the principal thing. Proverbs chapter 4 verse 7. Why do we need wisdom? Number one, wisdom is the principal. The Bible says, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, do what? Get wisdom. In all your gettings, get understanding. Does anybody understand the difference between wisdom, knowledge, and understanding? I shared that before, but anybody wants to try? Wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. You want to be able to... Okay, let's just say wisdom and understanding. You want to be able to distinguish that? Anybody? Okay, for time's sake, let's move on. Now, wisdom, like I said, is the application of knowledge. Understanding is the mastery of wisdom. I have applied it and it has worked. And I now have mastery. I have mastered it. So it's no longer a trial and error. It's no longer something I'm trying to get again. And that's why you see they will ask you, do you understand? After I explain something to you, they ask you, do you understand? In other words, what I just said to you, can you replicate it? Can you make it happen again? Is it possible that it will not be something that you say, I've forgotten, I don't know. What? Understanding. But God is saying that wisdom is the principal thing. In other words, you can't even get to understanding if you have not gotten to wisdom. And wisdom is the place where you have gotten results. He said, if there's anything you will do in your life, ensure that you apply the knowledge. Get wisdom. And he says, therefore, get wisdom. In all your gettings, then you say, you what? Get understanding. Number two reason why you need to get wisdom. Wisdom gives life. Write it down. Wisdom gives life. I learned it. And that's why I pursue. I read books a lot. I try to study people. I try to understand what's happening. I try to study the behavior and character of people. I like that personally. That's why in our relationship sessions, I usually would take temperament and how to understand your spouse. How not to go mad in the house. Because it is possible to go mad living with people. Are we here together? But when you understand that, so that's understanding. It has helped me a lot. I had to read this, I had to read that, I had to explore that, and it works for me. And I want to try something about getting to, many years ago, when I started out with ministry, many years ago as a young minister, I went to the bookshop somewhere at Iyanokwaja, and I entered there and I told them, I said, show me where you have books on how to lead young people. how to understand the art of leading young people. And they took me to a particular shelf, and I picked books like that, and I took it back, and I started reading. I wanted to know how to deal with young people, because I realized that it is difficult to deal with younger people. It is better, it's easier to deal with older people than younger people. And I was quite young myself, so I really wanted to know. So I didn't start out just doing something. No. I started out with, listen, if you don't want the journey of your life to be hard, start with knowledge and wisdom. I hear what I'm saying? If you don't want the journey of your life to be hard, that means it now becomes so hard that you're like, the labor of a fool wearieth him. You start with that. You start with that. That way, it is easier for you to navigate. It's easier for you to say, oh, I've seen this thing before. Oh, this person tried this. I don't think it worked that time. Except if God is leading me specifically about that particular thing, I'm not going there. The general rule is that I follow the principles that are laid down. Except if there is a unique leading that I cannot beat. I follow the principles. I follow it. This one, this, that's what it is. Except there is a unique leading, and God is saying, in this season, this is what I'm doing. Then I find peace, then I can move. Generally, we're supposed to follow the principles laid down, because those people who laid the principles, we call them wise people. That's why they say, do not move the ancient landmarks. Ancient landmarks are marks that have been set by people who are wise, who have studied things, and they said, this is how it is supposed to be. So I follow that until I find something superior, until I find something better, until I find something that I'm confident in, that this is totally different and it will work. You always follow wisdom. Are we here together? Is anybody getting what I'm saying this evening? Yes. So wisdom gives life. Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 12 and Proverbs chapter 8 verse 5. He said, for wisdom is a defense as money is a defense. In other words, there are times where your money can defend you. The Bible says wisdom also can defend you. Then it distinguished between wisdom and money. He said, but the excellency of knowledge is that wisdom. He said, getting to know, that means excellency of knowledge, distinguishing between both of them, knowing that wisdom gives life to those who have it. But money does not give life. Wisdom gives life. Wisdom gives life. In other words, a wise person will know what to do so that they will remain alive. Can you try another translation? Let's do amplified version of this Ecclesiastes. Let's see it a little bit. Whoever finds me... amplified version. Let's do that before we get that. This same one, amplified version. Let's be fast. For wisdom is a protection, even as money is a protection. But the excellent advantage of knowledge is that wisdom shields and preserves the lives of its possessor. Wisdom will shield your life. Just imagine you have wisdom on how to manage your health effectively. Another person will die before their time. But because you have that wisdom, you will live. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here now? Just imagine you have wisdom on how to go about a particular project while another person is struggling and trying to do everything they can, and you know, all the way struggling hard. You know what to do. It is easier for you. That's the power of wisdom. Glory to God. Glory to God. In Proverbs 8:35, see what it says there. Proverbs 8:35 says, for whoever finds wisdom finds what? Life, and obtains favor and grace from the Lord. Whoever finds wisdom finds what? Life. The Bible says whoever finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor. And also when you get wisdom, you obtain favor. No wonder a wise woman builds a house. So there's a connection between wisdom and femininity. I will teach about redefining femininity one day. Yes, we'll get there. Well, we need to talk about that also, because we're talking about redefining masculinity. We'll talk about what femininity is. What should be the ideal portrait of a woman? Glory to God. Don't be in a hurry. Many of you are saying, who is that next week? No, I'm not starting next week. Number three, there is hope for a wise person, but there's no hope for a fool. A fool does not have hope. A wise person has hope. Proverbs chapter 24 verse 14. Proverbs chapter 24 verse 14. Can you put it on the screen very fast? It says, so shall the knowledge of wisdom be to your soul. If you have found it, there is a prospect and your hope will not be cut off. If you have found it. If you have found it. Can you do NLT or TBT? Maybe that makes it easier. If you have found it. In the same way, wisdom is sweet to your soul. If you have found it, you will have a bright future. Kaya. You want your future to be bright? Go for wisdom. You want to be on top of the game? Go for wisdom. Don't just say everybody's doing it anyhow. Let's say, no, don't do it the way they're going. Go for wisdom. Go for wisdom. Get knowledge and apply it. It will be different from the person who has no knowledge and they're just doing trial and error. Those who do not have wisdom are on a journey of trial and error. But those who have wisdom, they will get results. Oh, they will get results. In fact, the proof that somebody is wise is the results they produce. That's the proof. If you write the exam and you fail, what happens? It's because you don't know it. They mark me down. Have I told you the story of the lady that gave her script? Oh my God. Just making noise. We know when you finish writing exam, people make noise a lot. So this other person comes around and say, I know what I wrote. I know myself. I know what I wrote. God help her. The lecturer had said, Come. Oh yeah. Search your name. You search the name and bring it out. Now realize that where you should put is. I-S. Use H-I-S. His. You now realize that you didn't cross your T's, you didn't dot your I's. In the rush, examination pressure, she wrote a lot of rubbish. But in her mind, in her dream, she did the right thing. And that's why when you are bragging and you are boasting, be careful, calm down. They will show you your script. Are we here together? So what I'm trying to say here is that wisdom is sweet to your soul. Can you say wisdom is sweet to my soul? Kai, if you find it, the Bible says, if you find it, you will have a bright future and your hopes will not be cut short. So you see, I want to do this, I want to do that, I want to be this. You cannot get there without wisdom. The labor of a fool wearieth all of them. They don't know how to go. Wise people know how to go. Are you getting what I'm saying here? Me, I know myself. When I train my children, they'll be so calm, they'll be so nice. What book have you read on parenting? Zero. Is it when you start giving birth to children, you read the book? I'm sorry. You start reading book on parenting when? No. To me, I know you don't have time. Especially women. When you're still struggling to give one sock, fire again. Fire again. Before you close your eyes and open it, 15 years has passed. So it's wisdom to start now. Now. Many years before I got married, I started reading a lot of books on relationship. I read, because I was teaching relationships to young people coming to our meeting. I listen. So that's number what? Number four, it is better than foolishness. Wisdom is better. So why should we go for knowledge, for wisdom? Because it is better than foolishness. Ecclesiastes chapter 2 verse 13. Can you read it? Ecclesiastes 2:13. I thought wisdom is better than foolishness. Just as light is better than darkness. See the comparison. Just as light is better than what? Darkness. Wisdom is better than what? Foolishness. God is saying that to be wise is like you are in the light. Back with wisdom, you are in the dark. No wonder they say knowledge is power, Francis Bacon. Knowledge is power. And I should say that applied knowledge is power. Applied knowledge is power. Better like that. Because wisdom is applied knowledge. Applied knowledge. So why must I'm trying to charge somebody today. You're being lazy about the things you should do. You're telling yourself, it's not easy. I can't go about it that way. Listen, wisdom is difficult to get. I'll show you. It's not easy. That's why you don't have too many wise people everywhere. Common sense is not common. Did you hear what I just said? I was talking to a lady some time ago and I said, you see, every time you guys have issues, just try and keep quiet. I cannot keep quiet, Pastor. How? I said, just keep quiet. You know it's kind of person. Just keep calm. And she said, no. You should tell him what to do. I was just like this. I was on the island, so I was just looking like this. You should tell him what to do. He should be the one to keep quiet. I said, I understand, but I'm just giving my own instruction for you first. Just keep quiet. I thought you'd have said, okay, Pastor, I understand. Then maybe ask what should be his own. No. She said, no, I should teach him. I said, the mentee does not know. I mean, in presence of the counselor, the mentee does not know. Better teach him. I said, hey, there's nobody that will hear that kind of story. No matter what you say, we'll never listen. It is foolishness to sound that way. Are we hear what I'm saying? It is foolish sound that way. Even in the office settings, you see people like that, they make noise a lot. Not like they know everything, they make noise a lot. They just shout, just calm down. And somebody comes from nowhere without noise and bragging, and the thing is done. You know how shameful the person now feels like? That's what foolishness does. Foolish people brag. Wise people give solution. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Yes. He said, I thought wisdom is better than foolishness. Just as light is better than what? Darkness. Number five. Why we need wisdom. Number one. Blessed are those who find wisdom. And blessed means to be fortunate, to be happy. It will give you a happy life. Yes. Proverbs chapter 3. Let's read Proverbs chapter 3. Proverbs chapter 3 has a lot about wisdom. I really don't know where to start, but let's see whether we can start from verse. It's long. Let's read it. You just want to read it? Are we here together? Would you like to read? Let's read. Everybody, let's go. One, two, go. Are you? Can you see everywhere? Online. It's a projector. It's been online. Can they see? Okay, everywhere. One, two, go. My child. I'm the only one reading. I want us to do it together. Everybody wants to go. My child, never forget the things I have taught you. Huh? Store them. Yes. If you do this, you will live many years and your life will be satisfying. Yes. Yeah. Now, look at what you will do. That verse 4, go back to it and meditate, because it is the answer to verse 5. After now, go back and look at it very well. What must I do? Verse 5. Go to verse 5. What must I do? Trust in the Lord. No. Go to verse 4 rather. 4. He said, then you will find favor with both God and people, and you will earn a good reputation. What will lead to this? Go to verse 3. Never let loyalty and kindness leave you. Loyalty and kindness. To give you a good reputation, you'll find favor before God and men. He says, tie them around your neck as a what? Reminder. Then write them deep within your heart. That's not where we are today. Let's move on to verse 6. I want to talk some things. Let's move on very fast. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he shall direct your path. That's King James, but this is NLT. Seek his will in all you. So it is wisdom to seek the will of God. Hey, are you there? It is wisdom to seek the will of God. You don't say, I like this thing, I'm going for it. It doesn't matter. No. Listen, calm down. Is that the will of God? Because where the will of God is, you will find peace. But wherever you go against the will of God, you'll be in crisis. The Bible says, seek his will and you, and in all you do, and he will show you which path to do what? Take. Go ahead. Don't be impressed with your own wisdom. Don't be impressed with what you have alone. In other words, there is superior wisdom. And that is the wisdom of who? The wisdom of God. Don't be impressed with your own wisdom. Instead, fear the Lord and turn away from what? Evil. Then you will have healing for your body and strength for your what? Bones. Honor the Lord with your wealth and with the best part of everything you do what? Produce. Then he will fill your barns with grain and your vats will flow with good wine. My child, do not reject the Lord's discipline. We are getting there now. We're going from here to verse 18 now. And don't be upset when he corrects you. That's wisdom. For the Lord corrects those that he loves. Just as a father corrects a child in whom he... But do you know that children can be angry at their parents who correct them? Somebody can be angry at the pastor because he's correcting you. But the Bible says that God loves people. That's why you can talk to them. If you're too big and nobody can talk to you, you'll become a big fool. Because you're too full and we can't add. Do you understand what I'm saying? Joyful is the person who does what? That's what I'm saying. Blessed is the person who finds wisdom and the one who gains understanding. Go ahead. We're going to verse 18. For wisdom is more profitable than silver, and her wages are better than what? Gold. Wisdom is more precious than rubies. Nothing you desire, Kai, called wisdom. Use her for wisdom. In other words, you should love wisdom like your babe. Then he's talking to you about wisdom now. She offers you what? Isn't it? The whole thing has changed. He's now qualifying wisdom as a personality, as a feminine person. She offers you long life in her right hand and riches and honor in her what? Left. She will guide you down delightful paths, and all her ways are satisfying. Then I'll stop here. Wisdom is a tree of life to those who embrace her. Happy are those who hold her tight. Happy are those who hold her what? Tightly. So you will hold wisdom. Tell anybody, hold wisdom. Don't let wisdom go. Hold wisdom. Don't let wisdom go. Wisdom for leadership, hold it. Wisdom for marital destiny, hold it. Wisdom for financial prosperity, hold it. Wisdom for career success, hold it. Wisdom for parenting, hold it. Wisdom for academic success, hold it. Wisdom for business success, hold it. Because there is wisdom for everything. I have learned to pursue wisdom. You have to go after it. It will not rush after you. You go after it. In all thy gettings, get it. Lazy people don't go after it. It takes hard work to go after wisdom, because this particular girl, she snubs people a lot. This particular girl, she's very difficult to get. Strong people get married to her. Obviously, foolish people don't have her in their lives. You understand what I'm saying? This baby is serious. Serious baby. Glory to God. Finally, to direct you in all areas of life. Ecclesiastes chapter 10 verse 10. Wisdom is profitable to do what? Direct. Wisdom is profitable to do what? So when you need direction in any area of your life, you go for wisdom in that area. Are we here together? You need direction in any area of your life, you go for wisdom in that area. Some of us need direction in certain areas, but you're not even pressing. You're not interested. You're just, I'm not ready to stress myself. Don't settle for less. Don't be an average person. If there is anything you have made up your mind you really want to do in this life, do it very well. Go after it with all your heart. Are we here together? Is anybody learning from what I'm saying? So how do we get wisdom? That's what I'm going to get it today. Number one, we get wisdom by getting wisdom. We get wisdom by doing what? How do we get wisdom? Number one, get wisdom. Proverbs chapter 4 verse 7. See what the Bible says there. Proverbs 4 7. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. Therefore, do what? Get wisdom. Put NLT or NIV. See what it says there. Getting wisdom. Whatever else you do, develop good word judgment. NIV, 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 NIV. The beginning of wisdom is this. How do we start the journey to get wisdom? Get wisdom. Do you understand that? I don't know why. Is that supposed to be an echo or something? So in the Bible says the beginning of wisdom is this. What? Though it costs you all you have, get understanding. That is how I started my life. I started going to buy books. Books. I had more clothes than books than clothes. I pursued more books. I would go into the bookshop, you know, and I would pick books like that. And I'm wondering myself that I don't know if I'm looking very good, but anyway, this book will make me look good. This book will make me do what? Look good. It was in the multitude of the writing of many things. One time I'd read, and when you start reading, you will start writing. Hello, are we here together? When you start reading, you start writing. And the height of knowledge is not just in the practice, It is in the dispensing of knowledge. So when you know the people who have gotten to the height of knowledge, one of the ways you know they've gotten there is not that they are doing something with that knowledge. They are now teaching others how to use that knowledge. The dispensing of knowledge shows that you have understanding. You have understanding. It's not just wisdom. I'm wise. I've known this thing. But I have understanding so I can replicate it. I can pass it on to other people. So you see, that's the number one. So I'm doing this so that somebody will say, Pastor, talk about the wisdom. Wisdom. So how do we go about it? That's why I'm doing this now. Number two, ask God. Proverbs chapter 2 verse 6. Proverbs chapter 2 verse 6. Very fast. Proverbs 2 6. For the Lord gives what? Wisdom. From his mouth comes what? Knowledge. And what? So if I need wisdom, what am I supposed to ask? God. The Bible says in James chapter 1 verse 5, it says, whosoever lacks wisdom, let him do what? Ask. Whosoever lacks wisdom, he should do what? Ask God, who gives generously to all without finding what? Fault. And he will be giving you. Wisdom will be given to you. That means it is humility that will bring this wisdom. Because it takes humility to go to God and say, God, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. Help me. David got to a point where his wise man left him and followed his son Absalom. Are we here together? And that guy happens to be the wisest guy in town. The Bible says that the counsel of Ahithophel is like the counsel of the gods. It's like consulting an oracle, and an oracle is giving you answers. Immortal Ahithophel. If he stands on your side, you will never lose. That's wisdom. That guy is an embodiment. The Bible says he's described as an embodiment of wisdom, Ahithophel. Then Ahithophel moved from David and decamped, and he moved to the side of Solomon. And Absalom. And he gave Absalom powerful wisdom. If Absalom had followed it, David is done for. But guess what? God put foolishness in the heart of Absalom. Can I pray for somebody? Even if the wisest person advised somebody that is supposed to destroy your life, may they never take the advice. You know what that means? God, see, even God knows that the wisdom that had been given to Absalom, if not for the stubbornness of Absalom, so God gave Absalom a stubborn heart, a rebellious heart, a weak heart, refused to accept wisdom. And one of the signs to know a foolish person is that they reject wisdom. And how did that happen? David had gone to God on his knees and said, God, let the counsel of Ahithophel come to nothing. I know Ahithophel has wise counsel. I know if this guy speaks, man, it is powerful. He said, but God, for once, let his counsel be foolishness. So as soon as David prayed that prayer, he gave the wise counsel. But foolishness will now reside in the bosom of Absalom, who refused to accept the wisdom of Ahithophel. Because if he had done what Ahithophel said, forget it. So at the end of the pyramid of the one who is the custodian of wisdom is who? God. So God sits there and he says, I am the dispenser of wisdom. I help people understand how to apply things. If you read the Bible, even the book of Proverbs, it said, from the wisdom, he said, wisdom created the whole world with God. Are we here together? Then he showed us who wisdom is eventually by saying Christ has been made unto us wisdom. And Christ is the wisdom and the power of God. Are we here together? Does anybody understand that? I'm not going to spiritual dynamics so deep today, but let me just put that so that you can get it. So number one is what? Get wisdom. How do we get wisdom? Number one is what? Get wisdom. Number two, what? Pray and ask God. Number three, the fear of the Lord. Job chapter 28 verse 28. Job 28, 28. Let's do that fast. We're reading two or three scriptures. You can write it down if we don't read all of them here. Job 28, 28. Proverbs 1, 7. Ecclesiastes 2, 26. And to man he said, behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom. And to depart from evil, that one is understanding. The fear of the Lord is what? Wisdom. In other words, the Bible says fear, the fear of God, the reverential awe of God is the wise thing to do in your life. In other words, don't go against the counsel of God. Stay within the borders that God has placed. If God has said this is the way to go about something, stay there. There's something I'm trying to, I really want to explain, but let me leave it. Let's continue. Proverbs 1:7. Proverbs. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of what? Knowledge. But fools despise wisdom and they despise what? Instruction. In other words, to know a fool is that they will despise knowledge. They will see knowledge and say, what's that? And that is the place where wisdom application will start. What are they saying? What's that? Then when you give instruction, what's an instruction? Is an instruction an advice? What's the difference between advice and instruction? Huh? So when you are given an advice, you are left with the decision whether or not to do that. But instruction is something you are supposed and you must what? Do. And that's why I told you that there are instructions to follow. Whenever you are driving, there are instructions. Part of the instructions, driving instruction, you must understand. They will tell you, give way to traffic on the left. If you don't, you'll see what will happen eventually. Part of the instructions they will give to you is that there is speed limit on this direction. It is 80 kilometers or 40 or 60 kilometers per hour. You are supposed to follow that instruction. Am I making sense now? If you don't, congratulations, you see what will happen. Every time people neglect instruction, they die. But it's in this world that we see people go ahead and they say, no way. I know myself. I know what I'm going to do. You don't know what you're going to do. You must learn to follow instructions. Instruction is simply saying, this is what I am instructing. This is the Bible says, my son, do not despise the instructions of your father. Don't despise it. Go read the book of Proverbs. Read it very well. And that was one of the things that helped Solomon. Even when he drifted on this side, he had to, at the end of his life, he started telling us all the stories of how he made mistakes. So he now started telling us many things that he started saying again, that guy, I got it wrong in this area. I think it is wiser to do this. And that's why it is one of the wisest persons you can learn from. Solomon is one of the people you can learn a lot from in the Bible, the areas where he got things right. Are we here together? Because there was a time he had the decline in his life. Glory to God. So number one is what? Get wisdom. Number two is what? Ask. Number three is what? Fear. You know, what does it mean to fear God? What does it mean to fear God? To reverence God. Now what does it mean that to say, you know, you people usually say things like that a lot, that you want to marry a God-fearing man. What does it mean? God-fearing lady. What does it mean? Huh? Somebody that honors. You know, every time we say these things like this, it's usually vague and ambiguous. It's just there. You must be able to narrow it down. You must be able to break it, because that's the reason people don't even know what they want. I want a God-fearing man. So because somebody goes to church doesn't mean it's God-fearing. Do you understand what I'm saying? Somebody reads their Bible doesn't mean they're God-fearing. It is not the hearers that are blessed, but what? The doers. A God-fearing person does what the Word of God says. That is how you get to know a God-fearing person. Is she doing what the Word of God has said? Is he doing what the Word of God has said? Because it is not in the hearing, it is in what? Doing. It is the doing that is wisdom. It's not the hearing. The hearing is knowledge. The doing is what? Wisdom. And many people have a lot of knowledge, but they do not have wisdom. Because they are not doing it. So you want to see a man who does what the Word of God says, and you say, that's the kind of person. You want to see a lady who does what the Word of God says, and you say, that kind of person. You want to do something and you're saying, this person is a God-fearing person. And what you're trying to explain is that the person honors the Word of God and does what the Word of God says to do. And you and I know so many things that the Word of God has said to do, and whether people are doing it. Are we here together? So it is foolishness if God says to do something and you're not doing it. True or false? So if somebody is speaking to you and you've done something God has not said to do, the person can say, that's very foolish. And you feel like, I'm going to be foolish. Yes. You say, you are foolish. It sounds rude. It sounds harsh. But simple definition of foolishness is deciding to do something that against what God has said to do. It's foolishness. It doesn't matter how nice looking you are. Doesn't matter how gorgeous you appear. If you're doing something that God has said you shouldn't do, that is foolishness. And that's why we have to repent from the heart. Are we here together? Yes. Number four. Get wisdom from books. Books. Wisdom is gotten from books. I would have said learning, but let me say books. And the first book is what? The Bible. Somebody say the Bible. Can you say the Bible? The Bible is the Word of God, the scripture inspired. Get wisdom. Every time you follow the word of God, you're getting wisdom. Every time you follow the Bible, you're getting wisdom. Psalm 111 verse 10. Psalm 111 verse 10. Let's look at it. Psalm 111 verse 10. Fear of the Lord is the beginning of what? Good understanding have all those who do. Good understanding have all those who do. Psalm 19 verse 7. Psalm 19 verse 7. Then Hosea 14, 9. The law of the Lord is what? Perfect. Converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure. Making wise the simple. The testimony of the Lord is sure. Making wise the simple. Everything you see in the Bible, it's a compendium. It is the putting together of the wisdom of God. The Bible is the wisdom of God. If you take it in, you have taken the wisdom of God into your life. If you disregard it, you have discarded the wisdom of God. Is anybody getting what I'm saying today? Hosea 4:9. He says, who is wise? Let him understand these things. Who's prudent? Let him know them. For the ways of the Lord are right. The righteous walk in them, but transgressors stumble in them. Who is wise? Let him know these things. Who is the person who claims to be wise? Say, you need to know this. Psalm 119 verse 99. Psalm 119 verse 99. Look at it. Psalm 119 verse 99. From 119 verse 99, let's go down. I have more understanding than all my... Why? He says, for your testimonies, they are my meditation. In other words, David says, I meditate on your word. Testimonies here now talks about the word of God. Are we here together now? Your testimonies are my meditation. The things that you have done, the wonders that you have wrought, they are my meditation. Then he says in verse 100, he says, I have more understanding than the ancient. Verse 100, I have understanding more than what? The ancient. Why? I keep your precepts. In other words, I can be wiser than the ancient. It doesn't matter how old Elihu the Buzite said, I thought that wisdom was in age of days. So he was listening to Job's friend as they were counseling Job. He said, I usually think that because people are old, they should be wise. That's what the guy said. Job 32. He said, I usually think that people are old, they should be wise. He said, but I realize that there is a spirit in man. The inspiration of the Almighty giveth him understanding. I realize that it is not by age. I realize that it's not by age. You must interact with the ancient of days to be elderly in days. So your age physically does not make you wise. Your interaction with the ancient of days makes you wise. David said, I have better understanding because I keep your precepts. I keep your precepts. Can you check the next verse, 101? I think two or three of them. I have restrained my feet from every way that I may do what? Keep your word. Then verse 101. Put it 102. I have not departed from your judgment, for you yourself have taught me. Ah, may the Lord teach you. Oh, I didn't hear you. I said, may the Lord teach you. In the name of Jesus. So the first book to hold on to is what? The Bible. That's the first book. That's the first book. Then you want wisdom on how to be a better leader. Buy leadership books and read them. You want wisdom on how to do well in your business. Go and buy those books and read them. He said, the person that wrote it there is not a born again. It doesn't have to be born again to write that. I tell you the truth. Why? If people have done things that have worked for them, if you do it, it will work for you. The superior level of knowledge is the inspiration that the Almighty now gives to you. Added to that. In other words, the believer has an advantage that the world does not have. Unfortunately, because we do not explore the well of knowledge that is God, sometimes we go on this side of relying on what human beings have done alone, of failing to understand that despite what human beings have done, there is a superior wisdom that comes from God. If I get what men have done and I stay under the umbrella of God's word and allow the Spirit of God to breathe upon me, He will amplify what I have read. That's why David said, I don't have better understanding than my teachers because I read what my teachers taught me, but because I read your word. In other words, what your teachers taught you, they are the basic foundation. The word of God caps it and puts something stronger. So David is saying that the real thing, I read those things my teachers have taught me. I dwell on them. I stay on those things because I need those things. He said, but the real thing that has given me wisdom is your word. Thy word have I hid in my heart, and I will not sin against you. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here right now? Is it making sense to you? Yes. You want to have a very good marriage. Read books. Read books. Financial fitness is there. Go and buy. Wisdom 31 is there. 1 cent a day. 31 days. Supposed to lack many sins. There's wisdom of savings in the book. There's wisdom of relationship purity in the book. There's wisdom of character building in the book. 31 wisdom. Go and buy. Buy the truth and sell it not. You see it? So for wisdom, you must go and buy. You must go and do what? Buy. You must buy. Wisdom is costly. Tell everybody, wisdom is costly. Yes, if you think that wisdom is very costly, maybe you can actually try foolishness. It is more expensive. Foolishness is more expensive. Foolishness is terrible. You can give an illiterate a document to sign, and he will sign his death warrant by himself because he can't read it. So what is this? Just sign. This sign, what we wrote there is that after 2 years, you are okay. He has killed himself. But the person who is cold will read through, is that not? And say, what's this? Many of us go, you get documents. And let me say this. Some of you get documents, especially this generation, where people are entering one agreement or the other. You know, some of us are into one thing or the other, music, another, you're signing record label. Better help your life. If you get a document, take it to a lawyer. And say, help me interpret. That you understand English doesn't mean you understand that thing. Because sometimes they are coded in such a way that the person who is unlearned, the carpenters, cannot understand it. When it comes to law and the legal parlance, even if you are a doctor, you are a carpenter. Anything you study, you are what? A carpenter. You have to be a lawyer. Any other thing anybody has studied doesn't hold waters. Don't be angry. I can't have studied law all that number of years and allow anybody to feel so good. And I'm here on the mic. Tomorrow, if you have the microphone, you can boast about your own. But for today, I'm in charge. Are we here together? Yes, because ideally, the lawyer knows little almost about almost anything. Because in every area, he has to stand and say something about something. That's why it's like they are vast. Are we here together? Number, mentorship. Write it down, mentorship. You want wisdom? Mentorship. Standing on the wings of those who are flying will help you see far. Climbing on the ladder, on the shoulder of those who have gone ahead. Why? Because it is wisdom. Instead of struggling to climb, all I need is this, carry me on your shoulder. And they carry you on their shoulder. You the same thing they see, you start seeing. Is anybody going? I'm seeing here right now. Proverbs chapter 13 verse 20. Proverbs 13:20. See what it says there. Proverbs NIV or NLT. Proverbs 13:20. Proverbs 13:20. Proverbs 13:20. Walk with the wise and become what? For a companion of fools suffer. Walk with the wise and become what? So mentors are people who have done things that you hope to do or you desire to do. They've gone ahead of you. Walk with the wise and become wise. If you walk with foolish people, you'll be foolish. Then finally, humility is a key to getting wisdom. Proverbs 11:2. See what it says there. Everybody look at it. When pride comes, then comes disgrace. But with humility comes what? Wisdom. When pride comes, then comes what? Disgrace. But with humility comes what? Wisdom. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 10. 13:10. Put it on the screen, please. Proverbs 13:10. Let's put it on the screen and I'll read one more again. Where there is strife, there is pride. But wisdom is found in those who take. Those who take. Wisdom is found in those who take. In other words, when somebody is advised and they take it, inside that person, wisdom resides. Because the wisdom given to the person is what the person has what? Taken. Is anybody got what I'm saying here right now? As much as instruction is superior to advice, there are some advice that when it's given to you, the person giving it to you knows that it's supposed to bear an instruction. But because they don't want to impose it on you, they give it as an advice. Oh, you don't understand what I'm saying here? The person giving to you knows that this is an instruction. But because the person is trying to weigh and know whether you are the kind of person that will listen, they will give it in the form of an advice. And see what you will do. Jethro, Moses, what you are doing is wrong. If you continue like this, you will do what? Die. That means what you are going to tell him is supposed to be an instruction. But he said, well, I will give you an advice. And if God permits your heart to do it, go ahead. Moses was wise enough to know that that thing is not just an advice. It's what? An instruction. And he went ahead and he did it. It worked for him. Proverbs 19:20. Listen to advice. and accept discipline. Listen to what? And accept what? You know what it means to accept discipline? That means when you are under discipline, follow the due process of the discipline. When you are under discipline, don't try to jump corners. Don't say, no. Follow it. Discipline. Discipline makes you a disciple. You can never be a disciple without discipline. And that's why not every believer is a disciple. Disciples are disciplined followers. That means they will discipline themselves with their time. They will discipline themselves with their resources. They will discipline themselves with their talent. They are disciplined. Go and check the meaning of discipline. Go and check the root meaning of discipline. What it really means to discipline. Accept discipline. Then you see that what Jesus Christ has called us to, it's not a child's play. Say, at the end, you will be counted among the what? You're counting wise people. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. The person is foolish, oh. He's foolish. But the person accepted wisdom and discipline. They will now count you and say, 4, 5. How did he get there? He accepted advice and what? Discipline. So he's wise. May the Lord bless us in the name of Jesus. I want to believe that you've learned something today. And I want to believe that you are ready to practice something today. Now, thank you very much. I want you to go back today and let me know by yourself. You don't have to let me know. Go down and write what are the areas you want to press for wisdom now in your career. What areas do you want to press for wisdom? Bible, that means you should have a Bible study plan, a system of studying the Word of God every day. The Bible says meditate upon it day and night. Then on your own, whatever it is you're doing, if you're a businessman, if you want financial progress, if you discover an area of your life that is you're lagging behind and you want to make progress, time has come for you to press into that area. Maybe you want to say, I'm going to read this particular book, or I'm going to read 5 books on this subject because I think I need this area a whole lot. Then you plan it from now till the first half of next year. You don't have to rush. Wisdom is not gotten in a day. It's gotten every day you open the book. Every day you open the book. Not in a day. Every day you open the book. Are we here together? So I want to do that practically. And like I have said, this is supposed to be an instruction, but it is what? An advice. A word is enough for the wise. Sit where you are and say, Father, help me today to love people genuinely. Let's start with that. Help me to love people genuinely. Genuinely. To love people sincerely from my heart. Help me to love people sincerely. There might be somebody that you're already bitter and hurt and all that. You want to say, God, help me to love genuinely. When you love people genuinely, you confront issues. Instead of putting it in your heart and dying, confront issues. You go to them and tell them, we'll see how I feel about this. We'll see how I feel about this. Some people are not very nice. They are not, they've not been hurt. They've not been hurt. Nobody has hurt them. That's why they are where they are. So you need to check and say, am I that kind of person? Am I that kind of person? Is it because I'm not hurt yet that I'm still here? What if somebody hurts me? What if something is done that really hurts me? Will I still be there? Yes. Lord, help us to love. And number 2, I want you to pray and say, God, give me the courage and the tenacity to press for wisdom. Help me press for wisdom. Help me press for wisdom. Help me press for wisdom. To do what you said in your word. To do the things that you have said in scripture. Help me press for wisdom every day of my life. All the things that I have heard today, God, to press for wisdom. To press for wisdom. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You are in service here today and you say, Pastor, I have not accepted Jesus into my heart as my Lord and Savior. It's the wisest thing to do in this meeting today. That's the first wisdom you need. The Bible says that the fruit of the righteous has become a tree. He that winneth a soul is wise. And I myself, it is wisdom for me to put forth this call for somebody today so that your soul can be won. Can you, if you want to accept Christ in your heart, can you just quietly raise your hand? I'm going to pray with you right now. You want to accept Jesus into your heart as a Lord and Savior? I'm going to pray with you right now. Can you say it after me? If you're raising your hand, online, on site, wherever you are. Lord Jesus, today I come to you just the way I am. I believe in my heart that you died for me. I confess today that you are my Lord and my Savior. I accept that to receive eternal life is the wisest thing to do. And I receive eternal life into my spirit. And I am born again today. My sins are forgiven. I start my walk with Jesus all the days of my life. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Glory to God.
Thank you for listening. We are sure you've been blessed tremendously. For more of these life-transforming messages, stay connected with us across our social media platforms at PTC Center. and visit our website at www.ptccenter.org. God bless you.